written bombings, but steps up security, and ousted Haitian President Jean Bertrand that his team travels to Jamaica despite U.S. opposition to his presence in the Caribbean. Spain's new prime minister-elect has lashed out at the United States and Britain over their decision to launch a war against Iraq. José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero said President George Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair need to engage in some self-criticism for having organized a war on the basis of lies. Zapatero earlier called the U.S.-led war in Iraq a disaster and confirmed a pre-election pledge to withdraw the 1,300 Spanish troops serving there by the end of June unless a union-led multinational force takes command. He said the Iraq war has only allowed hatred, violence, and terror to proliferate. The socialist leader was elected as prime minister in weekend polls that saw Spanish voters unexpectedly ousting the conservative Popular Party of José María Aznar in a backlash that is widely seen as punishment for its unpopular decision to back the war on Iraq and commit forces to that country's occupation, particularly following last week's devastating terrorist bombings in Madrid train stations. The bombings are believed to have triggered anti-war sentiments that had become dormant in Spain. More than 90% of Spaniards opposed the outgoing government's decision to join the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Millions took to the streets in protest in February last year. An ongoing investigation into the attacks has found growing evidence that they were carried out by Islamic extremists linked to Al-Qaeda as punishment for Spain's help in the invasion and occupation. Aznar and other officials had insisted up to the day of the elections that the Basque separatist group ETA and not Al-Qaeda was their prime suspect in the bombings. Voters turned out in force for Sunday's elections. Many of them expressed anger at Aznar when he cast his ballot, jostling and booing him while some shouted, "Aznar, your war, our dead." Zapatero stated, "You can't bomb a people just in case they pose a perceived threat." Observers were noting that the loss of the United States and Britain's main ally has left President Bush especially looking exposed as he faces the November presidential election.